John chapter 6, 30 and 31. So they asked him, what provoked this asking? So they asked him. We need to go back. Well, it's quite simple. In verses 28 and 29, Jesus makes it plain. The Jews had asked him, what must we do to do the works God requires? What does God require of us? What is our first priority? This is the work of God, says Christ. This is the first responsibility. This is your first duty. This is your first concern. Make this your priority. What is that? Believe in the one he has sent. Trust me. That is what he is saying. So, because they have been called, invited, commanded, urged, pressed to believe in him, in the Christ. So, by way of response, they asked him. This is the way of sinners. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and you will be saved. And sinners at that point, so very often, invent a whole myriad, a host of distracting excuses, diversions, so-called problems. I don't know who I'm addressing in this discourse. Is it somebody listening to me now? You've been called to Christ, some preacher, some friend, some family member, a mother or a father, a child, a brother or a sister, whoever has called you to Christ, has urged you to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and be saved. And what's the result? So they asked him. It should be, so they believed. But no. So they asked him. And what did they ask him? What miraculous sign will you give that we may see it and believe you? Just go back over the previous verses. The crowds have gathered because of the miraculous signs, because of the feeding of the 5,000 and all the rest of it. What miraculous sign will you give that we may see it and believe you? We want the evidence. We want proof. We have these intellectual problems. We have these theological problems. We have these issues that we need sorting out. And then, well, of course, we're very eager to believe, but rubbish. They're diverting Christ. The woman at the well did it. Sinners do it all the time. The man in John 5, do you want to give me a better? Well, I have this problem and I have this issue. It's the same with sinners everywhere. Am I addressing someone? You have been called to Christ, and yet you have not yet believed. What will you do, they said. Do miracles. And then, of course, the red herrings. Our forefathers, tradition, history, ate the manna in the desert. Moses, miracle. As it's written, he gave them bread and so on. What will you do? God gave bread through Moses. What will you do? He just fed the 5,000. But this is not the issue at all. It's all physical bread. It's doing. It's history. It's Moses. It's the law. Whatever you like. It's tradition. Today it's science. It's this. It's the other explanation. My friend, let's be blunt about it. They did not want to believe. You refuse to come to me, John 5:40. You will not believe. See that you do not refuse, says the writer of the Hebrews. This is the trouble with unbelievers. They will refuse. They are not willing. You are not willing to come to me. I often would have gathered you. How often I would have gathered you, but you were not willing. Matthew 23:37. And it's the same today. This is going to be a very short discourse. It's a very blunt discourse. My friend, have you been invited to Christ? Have you been commanded to believe on him? No? Then I'll do it now. You are a sinner, my friend, and so am I. You're ruined in Adam, and so am I. You're lost and on the road to condemnation, and so am I by nature. You need to repent of your sin. You need to believe and trust in Christ. Christ is the only Savior. His blood alone can wash you from your sin. His righteousness alone can present you faultless before the Father. So trust Christ at once, now. Do not perish. Have you been invited to Christ? You have. Have you been commanded to come to Christ? I've just commanded you. I plead with you to come. I exhort you to come. But that's not the issue here. The issue is now, what will you do with this? How will you respond? So they asked him. So they did this. So they diverted. Or will you trust? Will you come to Christ now? You may say, well, I have genuine problems. I have real issues. I'd like these issues sorted out. You're putting the cart before the horse. Trust Christ. Then the issues will fall into place. Let me try and illustrate it. It's a feeble illustration. I hold an apple in my hand, or whatever the fruit is in your locality. I describe its color. I talk to you about its juice or whatever. I tell you that the constituents, the enzymes, the proteins, the vitamins. I tell you all the history of the thing, whatever it might be. I describe it. What does it taste like, my friend? You still don't know. Oh, taste and see. They say that seeing is believing. No, my friend. Believing is seeing. Here is the plain command. Trust Christ. This is the first priority, says Christ. What must we do to do the works God requires? The work of God is this. Believe in the one he has sent. Will you believe now? Notice the will. Do you want him? Will you trust Christ now? I urge you to do it. I urge you. I press you. But that's not the issue here. The issue is here. Will you do it? Will you do it now?